Good morning, everyone. I'm Michael Marsalek. This is a Music from Studio B session here on Montana Public Radio this morning. We've got members of the String Orchestra of the Rockies in studio. A quartet of the String Orchestra is here to perform for us and give us some information about the Beethoven String Quartet that'll be featured as part of the concert. Maria Larionoff is here, and Maria is the artistic director as well of the String Orchestra. And before we go too much into the Beethoven, which is why we're here today and hear some of the music, talk a little bit about what else is on the concert tonight at the Music Recital Hall.
We're opening our evening with the beautiful Elgar Serenade for Strings, which is just a lovely lyrical work. I think the slow movement of that work is one of my favorite string orchestra pieces in the entire repertoire. And the next piece on the program is a very short quartet by Philip Glass, and it originally was the music for a play by Samuel Beckett called Company, and it was arranged by the composer for a string orchestra.
And the Beethoven, which you'll perform for us now as a quartet, also part of that celebration of the 250th birthday of Beethoven, right?
Yes, it's a very auspicious year for musicians.
Well, thank you so much for coming. You can get tickets at the door this evening for the concert. Go to sormt.org for information. And the quartet that's here today is Maria Larionoff. Maria is the violinist from Seattle. Alian Salvador from Spokane, violinist Jennifer Smith, viola from Great Falls, and Adam Collins from Missoula, also works at the University of Montana in the music department. A quartet to perform for us, the Beethoven String Quartet. So Adam's going to be talking at the concert tonight and also a little bit for us today about Beethoven and the String Quartet, Opus 18, number 4.
Yes. Once again, my name's Adam Collins. I'm the cello professor at the University of Montana and a member of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. So at the concert this evening, I'll be giving a more in-depth sort of lecture introducing the piece, just giving a bit of a teaser, introducing Beethoven and the string quartet. So Ludwig van Beethoven is a composer who scarcely needs introducing. He's a household name and certainly one of the most celebrated composers of all time. German composer, was born in Bonn in 1770 and died in Vienna in 1827. He spent the bulk of his life and career living and working in Vienna. And it's worth noting that even during his life, Beethoven was a much revered figure. Over 10,000 people are said to have lined the streets to observe his funeral procession and pay their respects. Of course, one of the most well-known aspects of Beethoven's biography is that he went deaf. The tragedy, irony, and sort of unfathomable nature of this fact amazes me still today. Beethoven was a musical genius without the means to hear his own music. The composer of the Ninth Symphony, its Ode to Joy, the late string quartets, and the late piano sonatas never heard these pieces. His inner ear, though, that's his ability to imagine the sound of written notation, was astoundingly accurate. And so pieces that he composed in complete deafness during the last decade and a half of his life remain among the crowning artistic achievements of all time. One of them, the glorious Cavatina movement from the 13th string quartet, is currently hurtling into interstellar space at over 35,000 miles per hour, engraved upon the Voyager probe's golden discs. Beethoven's legacy is without equal, I think. However, this household name, Beethoven, all that we know about him, his deafness, all of these things were not yet true about Beethoven when he wrote these string quartets. As the world celebrates this year the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birth, we're turning our attention to an early project, his first string quartets. These six string quartets, published collectively as Beethoven's 18th published work, thus the moniker Opus 18, came from a time when Beethoven was a relative newcomer to the Viennese musical scene and was an ambitious upstart eager to prove himself. This set of string quartets was written in 1798 and 1799 in response to a commission by a Bohemian nobleman named Prince Lobkowitz. And these six string quartets were certainly written in the tradition established by Haydn and Mozart. Beethoven studied briefly with Haydn in 1792, and though while Beethoven claimed these lessons weren't particularly informative or helpful, the imprint of the older classical master is unmistakable in these quartets. Beethoven's Opus 18 quartets follow the mold of publishing quartets in batches of six established by Mozart and Haydn. Haydn published at least 9 sets of quartets in groups of six, and Mozart published 2 sets of six, including his own so-called Haydn quartets in 1785. The legacy of Haydn in string quartet writing is inescapable. Beethoven's six-string quartet share deeper musical characteristics with Haydn and Mozart's models as well. Each of the Opus 18 quartets is in four movements. Even among the sketches of the Opus 18 quartets, we see large sections of Mozart and Haydn's music that Beethoven copied out by hand as a way of exploring the construction of successful quartets. Speaking of those sketches, one interesting fact about the Opus 18 No. 4 quartet is that though we have sketches, revisions of all of the other Opus 18 quartets, we have none for this quartet. It's possible that that's because this quartet was sort of an assembly of older, already written music that Beethoven had from previous projects. And so whatever the origin of this music, though, it's arguably the most captivating work of the Opus 18 set and certainly one of the most performed. It's 100% Beethoven and features some of the visceral dramatic writing we associate with his other C minor works, namely the Fifth Symphony and the Pathetique Sonata. One interesting aspect that unites all four movements of this quartet and speaks to Beethoven's interest in development of motives into larger spans of music is the fundamental interval G to C. In the key of C minor, that's sol do, dominant to tonic. And in fact, these two notes are the first two notes of the first three movements. So here's the beginning of the first theme of the first movement. Those same notes appear at the beginning of the second movement. And in the pickup, sort of compressed, in the theme of the third movement. And finally, at the end of the fourth movement, Beethoven repeats the interval victoriously, slightly embellishing the motive with passing notes connecting the G, G, E, A, B, C. So even an allegedly hastily assembled quartet by Beethoven reveals his motivic genius.
You're listening to another Music from Studio B session here at Montana Public Radio. We have four members of the String Orchestra of the Rockies, and now the quartet, Beethoven's String Quartet, Opus 18, number 4. Thank you.
Thank you.
A performance, music from Studio B session here at Montana Public Radio. That was the Beethoven String Quartet, Opus 18, number 4, performed by four members of the String Orchestra of the Rockies, Maria Larionoff and Alejandro Salvador, violinists, Jennifer Smith, viola, Adam Collins, cello, here in our studio at Montana Public Radio. And Maria, this evening, you've got an arrangement of this piece for the full 15-member string orchestra, correct?
Yes, this quartet actually lends itself really well to the arrangement for a large group. It's very symphonic. My husband Barry is a double bass player, and he wanted to include the double bass in this work. So that's, we've added the bass and all the rest of our wonderful SOR musicians. And it's really quite a spectacular piece when you hear it with a large ensemble.
Well, thank you so much to all of you for coming by Montana Public Radio and performing for us today. You've been listening to another Music from Studio B session here at Montana Public Radio. Today's session was engineered by Beth Ann Austin. I'm Michael Marsalek. Thank you so much for listening.